Doodly dee, a doodly doo dong day. It's 1930 UTC. And I don't think I have a voice yet. Here we go, that's a little bit better. Where was I? Oh yes, 1930 UTC. That means it's time for another episode of Let's Look for Dudes, sometimes known as the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, I'm your chairman. My name is Tobe. And I'm already outside. I'm walking around. If you're hearing goose honks, you can probably guess where I am. Yes, once again, I am here at Herrenhaven because, well, this is the best place for spotting dudes. It's super close to my house. It's right in the middle of the city. And I've already been sort of walking through here. And right now I'm about to cross over the... Ooh! There's a Kula. I'm about to cross over the bridge, the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. And guess who I can see? Hanging out right there. Maybe we can even get a picture. It's a Kula, the snapper! Where is he? I can't see him in my camera. What am I trying to do? Am I zoomed in too far? I cannot figure out where he is. Because I'm halfway staring into the sun. Am I being stupid? What is the problem here? Oh, there he is. Okay, give me a snapper snapshot. Snapper! Snapper snapshot! Snapper! One more. My camera doesn't like to focus on the correct thing. It's trying to focus on all these stupid sticks. All these stupid sticks that are between me and my snapper buddy. Well, that one's going to have to do. Oh, look at him. Oh, I think he just turned around. He just turned his neck to see me. I wave at him. Hi, snapper! I know that snapper. I recognize the pattern on his carapace. He's mostly out of the water, and he's big. He's not the biggest snapper, but he probably likes to think that he's the toughest. Let's see, the word Akula, the name that I named him. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it properly, but I believe that it's the word for shark in Russian. But you'd have to ask somebody who speaks Russian. Ask Neff, maybe he knows. I'm walking into the big blind now to see if we can see anything. Yeah, all the usual suspects. We got turtles on logs. We got geese swimming around. We got a couple geese on Goose Island. There's a goose butt up in the air right in front of me. Hello, goose butt. Oh, I think it's funny when they dive and stick their butts up in the water. It makes me laugh. Let's see what's going on in the Delta. Not much going on in the Delta. No turtles on the log in front of the blind here. As I look around the rim of the pond, I don't see any big striders. I don't see any egrets. I don't see any herons. All right, well, that's okay. Lots of little turtles. Oh, there's some goose drama out there. There's always goose drama. They're chasing each other around. What else is new? Okay, so let's leave the big blind here for a second. And let's head up into the loop path. See if we got anything going on up here. Looking for dudes on this lovely dude-like day. It's kind of warm. It's about 72 degrees. It's not uncomfortable for me yet, but it could very well be because the sun is blasting down on me, trying to kill me with its solar radiation. But haha, I'm even greater than the sun. If the sun is your god, consider me the defeater of the sun. The sun is always trying to kill me, but I don't let it. and it makes me very sick, but I still haven't died. I am unkillable. All right, well, I'm looking down into the ravine. I can't really see anything, just because all the bushes have leafed out. And there could be some action down there. Who knows? There could be deer down there. There could be turkeys down there. There could be marmots down there, but we're not going to see them. So let's continue on the loop path here. Oh, I'm walking through webs. But then again, aren't I always walking through webs? Yes, yes I am. It's kind of a signature move for me, whether I like it or not. All the web-making bugs in this forest, they think, oh, we know how tall that guy is. Let's string a web between these two bushes right where his face is, so that when he walks by, he gets web in his face. Won't that be funny? Yeah, that's a real funny joke for bugs. Bugs. They have brains the size of, I don't know, a grain of sand or smaller. Of course they're going to think that's funny. And of course that's why I always have webs in my face. Alright, I'm walking down the hill, about to rejoin the regular path here. I'm wondering if we go down here closer to the water. Oh, now where did my snappa go? He moved. He's no longer where he was. Oh, because he's over there. Oh, because two snappers. Oh, I think we found snapper buddies. Don't go anywhere, you clowns. Where is he? Where are they? They're right there. I'm taking pictures, but it's kind of stupid because, you know, it's not like you can tell what they are. They're just these lumps in the water. And if you don't know ahead of time that these are snapping turtles, it's like, oh, well, what are we looking at? Yeah, so, oh, about 20 meters out from me, that's a Kula and another snapper. And you know what I think they're going to do here in the turtle reproduction pond? That's right, I think they're going to do snapper love. Make some baby snappers! And that's good because we need lots of baby snappers. Because I like snappers. Snapper, snapper! Alright. Well, they're looking at me like, hey, are you just going to sit there and watch, you perv? And I'm taking pictures. Yeah, making snapper porn. Snapper porn! Alright, so let's head back. You know, I'm beginning to think that it's a bit warmer out here than I estimated. Yeah. I seem to be getting a little bit warm. And I'm starting to sweat, which isn't always a good thing. I know this guy. There's two snappers. Yeah, stand on the bridge, you'll see them. They're kind of on that side of the, okay, out of the pond. Snappers. Yeah, this was, oh, what's this guy's name? Oh, Ed. Oh, look at this. Here's some Caprinus mushrooms popping out of this stump that's right in the middle of the path. Hello, Caprinus mushrooms. That's nice. Yeah, that guy's name is Ed. I run into him here all the time, and so he's cool. He's one of the big photography buffs that always comes out here, who is also a responsible member of Heron Haven. Alright, well, what else was I going to tell you? Bun Bun Sumo is coming. Did I mention that already? I can't remember. The Dubious Goals Committee will be hosting a sumo wrestling tournament between wind up rabbits. Yes, some Easter toys, some rabbits. You wind them up, you set them on the ground, they go hoppity hoppity hop. But not us. What are we going to do with our wind-up rabbits? That's right, we're going to fight them. So, everybody who signs up for the sumo tournament will be assigned one of these proxies, these proxy bun buns that will fight for you in the bun bun sumo tournament, similar to the cricket tournament that we had last year. You may sign up and start registering for the bun bun sumo tournament right now. And to register, all you need to do is email me, tobe@sdf.org. And just include a line that says, sign me up for Bun Bun Sumo. And I will do that. And I will keep you informed of what's going on. When is this tournament going to start? Oh, probably in the first week of May. Don't know for sure. Watch the bulletin board for details. I'm getting ready to go out onto the boardwalk. Oh, I hear rustling in the leaves. Oh, it's just birds. It's always just birds when you think it's dudes. Oh my god, what is that way out there? Good lord, is it Red October? And I just remembered what I was going to tell you. Why would I name a turtle the Russian word for shark? Because Akula is also a class of submarines, and I name all of the big snappers after submarines, and that looks like Red October out there. That is a monster. I meant the sub pond. And remember where that mink was yesterday? Wait, was that him? Oh no, that's just a squirrel. Yeah, out on the other end of the log that the mink was on the other day, there's a turtle. And he's huge. His carapace alone is 60 centimeters long. Is there another turtle out there too? Are they gonna make some snapper babies? You know, I take that back. I can't tell. Ooh, here's a bumblebee. Yay, first bumblebee of the season. It's a Harenhaven bumbler. I can't tell if Red October is climbing onto a log or if he's climbing onto another turtle. Either way, oh, it's good to see him again. He's huge. We're seeing a lot of snappers today. It's snapper and bumble day. Where's my bumbler? Where'd that bumblebee go? He wasn't all that big, but it's still early in the season. Pretty soon we're going to have those, you know, giant mutant thumb-sized bumblebees that we get here at Harenhaven. Snapper day! We've already seen three snappers. Possibly four. Yeah, so submarines. Yeah, and that's why that one turtle that we saw, that snapper, is named Akula, because that's this class of submarines. It's a Russian Cold War submarine class. And don't we love Russian stuff? Yes, we do. Specifically old Soviet stuff. Oh, I miss the Soviet Union for various strange reasons. All right, so I'm walking out onto the boardwalk. And I'm turning around to face backwards. For two reasons. I can block the wind now. Get a little bit less wind noise, which I apologize for. And so we can... There's a Scratty. There he is. There's my Scratty buddy. Oh, hello, Scratty. You've got a Scratty 25 meters away, and he's swimming towards me. 20 meters away. Okay, now he's behind the log. Getting my camera ready, because he's coming towards me. Where's my... He dove. Where did he go? I think he dove to swim under the log, but I can't see which way he went because there's a lot of soup. Where did my Scratty go? Where did my Scratty go? Well, that was a good trick because he just disappeared and I don't see any wakes. I'm looking for surface ripples. That was a good disappearing trick, Mr. Scratty. Now I can't see you. Where is he hiding? Maybe he just dove down to pull up some of these cattails and give them a yummy chomp. Because that's what we like to eat when we're... Oh, I should have told Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. I should have told Ed, we should be looking for muskrats. And maybe he was out here already. And that scratty just disappeared. What a tricky, tricky little dude. So tricky. Alright, well, maybe if we sort of get out of his space, he'll show up again. So I'm just sort of backing up and walking out on the out onto the boardwalk. That's always fun. How are we doing on battery? Oh, we are mighty low on battery, so we could go bingo battery today if the show suddenly stops or I'm suddenly back in my studio. You'll know what happened. It's windy. Let's go out to the end of the boardwalk. Hey, what's that over there? Is that a dude in the water or is that a stick? Is that a dude or a stick? Can't tell. We'll keep an eye on that. Well, we got lots of traffic going by on Maple Street today. We got geese hanging out. There's goosers all over the place. Along the edges of the pond. And as I get out to the end of the boardwalk, here's a goose with his butt up in the air. Hi, goose butt. There goes a dragonfly. Wow, what is that? What's going on here? About, 40 meters out, there's a lot of bubbles underwater. A lot of bubbles bubbling out there. It looks like the water's boiling almost. Oh, yes, I see a head poking out of the water. It's a snapper! Oh, boy, we've got a lot of snappers out here today. And it's windy, too. Oh, the snapper just dove and he stuck his tail out of the water. That was funny. You know, it occurs to me that he might be in the channel. That's where the deep channel is right about there. And it's at least 10 feet deep. He's a diving. He's a diving for foods. We got some geese flying in here, and that's nice. Got a goose standing over here. We got a goose standing over here. Let's go over and talk to this goose over here, see what he has to say. Hello, are you a goose? Oh, you are? That's so nice. What are you doing out here today? Oh, yeah, that's good. Is there any goose eggs being laid? Are there goose babies going to show up soon? Okay, that'll be very nice. You're on a non-radio. What do you think about that? Oh, yeah, it's because you're a goose. You like doing goose interview? Oh, that's so nice. I like your feathers. I wish I had feathers. And he says, you can't have feathers. Honk, honk. And that's how you interview a goose. Yeah, I can see that snapper's head sticking out of the water again. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, it's getting a little windy out here. Oh, and he dove again. He's hiding. Our snapper. I wonder if that's why we got so little muskrat action happening today. Are the snappers out? I'm looking in the shallow water here. I can pretty much see down to the bottom. It's muddy. But the water's fairly clear. I should be able to see any snappers. I'm not seeing any in over here, though. So I wonder if that's why all the scratties are hiding. Are the scratties hiding from the snappers? They should. Because there are a few snappers in here, like Red October. He could definitely take a muskrat without any problems at all. All right, so I'm back here in the scratty area. Where did my muskrat go? We saw him there for a few seconds. And now, he's apparently hiding again. Maybe he's hiding from the snappers. That's my guess. It's kind of windy. Okay, so I think I'm going to leave the boardwalk. It's a little hot. The sun's beating down on me. Oh, I'm starting to break out, starting to itch. It's a little hotter than I thought it was out here. But that's okay. It was worth it to see a scratty and all these snappers. But we've seen like 5 snappers today. It's absolutely crazy. Crazy town frolics. A lot of turtles out here too. Just regular turtles. Snappers everywhere. It's just crazy. You know, I'm beginning to think that as much as I want to hang out here and look for dudes, I think I'm needing to leave, to go home. I'm starting to not feel good. Yeah, and I've... Oh, look at this, all over my arm. Cholinergic urticaria. Oh, it's so fun. We need to probably be leaving. Should I take a picture of these flowers on this tree, though? Because they're so lovely. Put it on macro mode. Hey, give me my macro mode. Then we just hold the camera in front of the pink stuff and push the button. Oh, right when the wind decides to blow the tree. Oh, that's no good. Let's try it again. Okay, so maybe we have some pictures of flowers. Okay. Gotta stay focused. Unlike my camera, which... it's getting pretty hot. I kind of don't feel good. It is time for... I'm going the wrong way. Don't go down that path. We gotta go down this path. I gotta get out of here. Yeah. It's a little bit warmer than I thought. Or at least it has gotten warmer. It wasn't this hot, I don't think, when I left my house. Oh my God, there's a butterfly. There's the first butterfly I've seen all year. Is it a monarch? Or is that a viceroy? I can't tell. I can't get close enough to it. And besides, I don't really know if I know the difference. All right, checking my arms. Oh, yeah. We're in trouble. We're about to hit stage 2 of urticaria. It's starting to sting. It's kind of painful, but I don't care. You can't kill me, you son of a bitch, star in the sky. Because you're only 93 million miles away. I kicked the sun's butt. Oh. I'll fight a sun. I'll fight a star. I'll kick a star's ass. Whoo! But we need to get out of here. We need to get out of the sun. I'm almost back to my car. I think I saw Verla's car. Yay, Verla's here, I think. She's probably working on the butterfly garden, because that's what she does. Okay. Okay. Oh, ow. Oh. We gotta go home and jump in a cold tub of water as soon as freaking possible. Okay. Almost to my car. I'm out of here. Oh, wait, you know, before I leave, I need to come up here into the mushroom garden. And I walked by that marmot den. I didn't see any mantis, but it looked like there was some more dirt. Hey, up in the tree, there's a bird. I think it's a scarlet tanager. Wow, I don't think I've ever seen one out here. I saw a red bird, and it's not a cardinal. Wow, that's very interesting. Where did he go? And I'm supposed to be looking into this other mati den. and I can't see anything. Where'd that red bird go? There he is, sitting in a tree. Oh, he's so nice. I think, I can't tell what he is. I'm not a bird guy. Is it a scarlet tanager? Is it some other kind of red bird going fwee-foo, fwee-foo? So if you know your bird calls, what bird is that? Fwee-foo, fwee-foo, fweep, fweep, fweep. Oh. I gotta get out of here. As much as I want to sit here, oh man, and look at birds and stuff, we gotta bail. I'm walking by that Mati Den, and I don't see any Matis. It looks like there's some more dirt dug out. But yeah, we're done. Hey, look at those little birds hanging out in the bat house. The tiny, tiny little birdies in the bat house. How nice. Well, at least somebody's going to live in those stupid bat houses. Yeah, there's these bat houses that Boy Scouts made. Boy Scouts who know nothing about bats, and yet we have to put this crap up. Oh, well. It's not up to me. Let's go home. Okay, that was horrible. I feel so much better. I'm at home, I'm in the garage. And of course the drive back home was horrible because my car, which had been sitting in the direct sun, is now a solar oven. Check my mail. Is it all just junk? Junk. And my bank statement. So I gotta save this. And we're in bad shape. We need to do the emergency cold shock, and as I walk into my house, here's my kitty. Who's a good kitty? Sitting here watching the TV, because that's what kitties like to do. Oh, man. Get my socks off. Oh, wait. I should put my bank statement in here. Put down my keys and my camera. And kids, this ain't good. Oh, ow, ow. Now my legs are starting to cramp up. Getting that weird acidosis crampy stuff. Bathtub full of cold water time. Cold, cold, cold. Ugh. Oh, so this isn't fun. What you are witnessing are the beginning stages of anaphylaxis. Oh, that feels nice. Cold water on my feet. Trying to cool myself off in an emergency situation. I think I'm gonna pull through. And it's just in time, too, because it's time for me to say that you have been listening to another thrilling episode of Dubious Anaphylaxis Committee. We saw a lot of snappers today. Saw a muskrat. What else did we see today? I don't remember. But I gotta go. I'm okay. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Errors.
Hello, this is DJ.